Welcome to Zichur Daf Sin, my name is Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Erevin, Daf Mem Ches. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three daffers are going to focus on number one. The Gemara clarifies the three opinions of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, who hold that a traveler who fell asleep at the onset of Shabbos does not acquire Makom Shvisa and is restricted to Dalet Amos. The Chamim hold that he can travel Dalet Amos in each direction, giving him a square space of 8x8 Amos. Rabbi Yezer holds that he can only travel 2 Amos in each direction, with him in the center of a Dalet Amos square. Rav Yehuda agrees that he's restricted to a 4 Amos square, but he can choose where he wants his 4 Amos to be and walk up to Dalet Amos in one direction. Rav has said, Machokas lahalach of alatalto dibri akol arba Amos in tveilo. The Machokas of Dalet Amos or 8 Amos is only in regard to walking, but in regard to carrying in Rishus HaRabim, everyone agrees that only Dalet Amos are permitted. Pointing to the Gemara seeks the source that a person without a tchum is only permitted to move within a Dalet Amos area, and brings a brice which taught that the pasuk Shavu Ish Tachtav, sit each man in his place on Shabbos, Ketachtav, like that which is underneath him. How much is that? Gufer Shalosh Amos, his body when lying down extends 3 Amos, Va'amu Kedei Lipshot Yadav Raglav, and he gets 1 Am in order to stretch his arms and legs, according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Gufer Shalosh Amos, his body when lying down extends 3 Amos, Va'amu Kedei Shiyito Chevetz Metachas Maragosav, and he receives 1 additional amma so that he can take an object from under his feet and place it under his head. The difference between these two opinions is that Rabbi Yehuda only allows an area that is exactly Dalet Amos, while Rabbi Meir allows an area slightly larger than Dalet Amos. Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir's method results in slightly more than Dalet Amos, since a person needs a little more than 1 amma in which to stretch. And point number 3, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon likened the case of 3 people, each limited to a 4 amma area, where the middle person overlapped, to a case of 3 chatzeros which open to one another and also open into Rishus HaRabim, and the 2 outer chatzeros each joined in an Erev with the middle chatzer. The middle chatzer is permitted to carry into the outer chatzeros, and the outer chatzeros can carry into the middle chatzer, but the 2 outer chatzeros are prohibited with each other. The Gemara asks why the residents of the outer chatzeros are prohibited to carry into each other's chatzer if they join with the middle one. They should all become one entity, and caring should be permitted for all of them. Rav Yehuda says the cases where the middle chatzer placed Erevin in the outer chatzeros. Therefore, there's nothing merging the outer chatzeros. Rav Sheshet says it can be even a case where the outer chatzeros placed Erevin in the middle chatzer, except they place them in different houses, and therefore they're not considered as merged. And the Gemara analyzes these two opinions. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The Gemara clarifies the 3 opinions in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, who hold that a traveler who fell asleep at the onset of Shabbos does not acquire Makom Shvisa and is restricted to Dalet Amos. The Chamim hold that he can travel Dalet Amos in each direction, giving him a square space of 8x8 Amos. Rabbi Gezer holds that he can only travel 2 Amos in each direction, with him in the center of a Dalet Amos square. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he is restricted to a 4 Amos square, but he can choose where he wants his Dalet Amos to be and walk up to Dalet Amos in one direction. Rav said, Malchokas lahalech avalatalto divrei kol arba Amos in tvei lo. The Malchokas of Dalet Amos or 8 Amos is only in regard to walking, but in regard to carrying in Rishus HaRabim, everyone agrees that only Dalet Amos are permitted. Point number 2, the Gemara seeks the source that a person without a tchum is only permitted to move within a Dalet Amos area, and brings a brice which taught that the pasuk Shavu Ish Tachtav, sit each man in his place, ketachtav, like that which is underneath him. How much is that? Gufu Shalosh Amos, his body when lying down extends 3 Amos, and he gets 1 Am in order to stretch his arms and legs, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gufu Shalosh Amos, his body when lying down extends 3 Amos, and he receives 1 additional Amma so he can take an object from under his feet and place it under his head. The difference between these two opinions is that Rabbi Yehuda only allows an area that is exactly Dalet Amos, or Rabbi Meir allows an area slightly larger than Dalet Amos. Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir's method results in slightly more than Dalet Amos, since a person needs a little more than 1 amma in which to stretch. And point number 3, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon likened the case of 3 people, each limited to a Dalet Amos area, where the middle person overlapped, to a case of 3 chatzeros, which open to one another, and also open to Rishus HaRabim, and the 2 outer chatzeros each join in an Erev with the middle chatzer. The middle chatzer is permitted to carry into the outer chatzeros, and the outer chatzeros can carry into the middle chatzer, but the 2 outer chatzeros are prohibited with each other. The Gemara asks why the residents of the outer chatzeros are prohibited to carry into each other's chatzer if they join with the middle one. They should all become one entity, and carrying should be permitted for all of them. So Rav Yehuda says that the cases where the middle chatzer placed Erevin in the outer chatzeros, Therefore, there's nothing merging the outer chatzeros. Rav Sheshet says that it can even be a case where the outer chatzeros place Erevin in the middle chatzer, except they place them in different houses, and therefore they're not considered as merged. The Gemara analyzes these two opinions. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Mem Ches, and the siman is Brainiacs, Brainiacs from Moach, Brainiacs. So here goes. The Brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a Dalet Amos square and lying down to get exact measurements, annoying the residents in the middle chatzer that made an Erev with two others. Once again, in slow motion. The Brainiacs, that must be Ron Duff, Mem Ches. The Brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a Dalet Amos square, which reminds us of the three opinions in the Mishnah on Duff, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, who hold that a traveler who fell asleep at the onset of Shabbos does not acquire Makom Shvisa and is restricted to Dalet Amos. The Chamim hold that he can travel four Amos in each direction, giving him a square of 8x8 Amos. Rabbi Yezer holds that he can only travel two Amos in each direction, with him in the center of a four-amma square. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he is restricted to a four-amma square, but he can choose where he wants his four-ammas to be and walk up to four ammas in one direction. So the Brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a Dalet Amos square and lying down to get exact measurements, which reminds us that the source for Dalet Amos comes from the Pasuk Shavu Ish Tachtav, Ketachtav, like the space that is under him, and the Machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, how it is measured. So the Brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a Dalet Amos square and lying down to get exact measurements, annoying the residents in the middle chatzer that made an Erev with two others. Which reminds us of the case of three chatzeros where the two outer chatzeros made an Erev with the middle one, enabling the middle one to carry into their chatzeros and permitting them to carry into the middle chatzer, but forbidding the outer chatzeros to carry into each other's chatzer, and the different reasons given for that by Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. So once again, the Brainiacs were having a field day calculating how many ways they could walk in a Dalet Amos square and lying down to get exact measurements, annoying the residents in the middle chatzer that made an Erev with two others. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.